I can't hear you, Peach.
It's time to listen up, Raider Nation.
Can't hear you, Peach.
Clear out those ears and get ready for the Q-tip. Your boy Q's daily take on what you need to hear.
That very precision seems to drive Q-tip fans right over the edge.
Like it or not.
Now, today, we're just kind of putting a bow on last week's game when you look at the Chargers and the fact that the Raiders took it all the way down to the very last second to ensure the victory or, you know, make sure that they were going to get the victory. I mean, all wins in the NFL are good wins. It does not matter how it happens. It doesn't matter how long it takes, if it goes down to the last second or if it's a blowout. Wins in the NFL are tough. So I just want to remind everybody of that. Like, do not worry about the style that the Raiders won. Just be happy that they won. And right now, and Scott, you brought up earlier that there's a possibility and a chance that this team could go on a run in the second half and make the playoffs. And really, all they have to do, Raider Nation, let's just be honest about this situation. And I say all they have to do after saying it's tough to win a game. I get that. But still, if they duplicate what they did in the first half, they're in the playoffs. I mean, it's not even close. Right now in the AFC, they're ranked sixth. They're the sixth team in the AFC to go into the playoffs. And this is a year where 14 teams are going to go in. So right now the Steelers are one, Chiefs two, Bills three, Titans four, and Ravens five. And then right there, you got the Raiders, and behind them, you got the Dolphins. And obviously, the Raiders still have to play the Dolphins, and they got to play the Chiefs again. So a lot of things can move and shake, but right now, they are in the playoffs. And I said this on the podcast the other day, it should be expected. It's not guaranteed, because there's nothing guaranteed in the NFL, but it should be expected. If you're putting on the shoulder pads and the cleats and the silver and black on Sunday, you should expect that you're going to make sure this team makes it to the playoffs and they get to see extra games and they get to the postseason. Now, again, you got to take it one game at a time. You can't just fast forward and simulate the rest of the season. You got to go play the games and earn the victories. But if you look, you got eight games. Go find five wins on the rest of the schedule. They're there, Raider Nation, I promise you. The Raiders just have to go out there and get it. So don't worry about the style, and don't worry about the fact that it came down to a catch or no catch. And because think about this, Scott. The other thing is, and I don't know how many people saw this game, but Baltimore played Indianapolis this past weekend, and Marcus Peters, like him a lot, got credit for an interception that in no way, no shape, no how should have been an interception in my mind. And they said that he had 3 feet down, and then while he hit the ground is when the ball came out, so it was a fumble. I could totally have seen, if that was the interception that Marcus Peters got on Sunday, I could totally see the referees and the officials saying, well, so-and-so, the tight end from the Chargers, actually caught the ball, and then he fumbled when he was out of bounds. I could totally have seen that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So just be happy that the Raiders won the game.
Yeah, Q, it's interesting, though, because I have seen the Raiders stand at 5-3. Okay.
Right.
They're the one seed behind the Baltimore Ravens.
Exactly.
With the reigning MVP in Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
What is wrong with some of you that are like, you're upset. Like, well, how come they haven't done this? How come they haven't done that? They barely won the game. They're 5-3.
Exactly. Barely won is better than barely losing.
That's right. And again, one seed behind the Ravens.
Right, exactly.
And
exactly.
Lamar
I mean,
Jackson.
You're in some pretty good company right there. Steelers, Chiefs, Bills, Titans, and Ravens. That's the company you're keeping right now.
And you look at the Bills where they're at. They're number four, you said, right? Or three?
Yes, three. Three.
Number three seed. And they could have beaten the Bills.
Yep.
In Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. If they do a couple things better in that game, they beat the Bills. So,
right, exactly.
So if you're going to measure your Raider team right now, and I understand we can get fixated, we talk about the defense and how they got to get better and all that stuff, but if you look at your team and where they sit right now in the current NFL, how you can be upset is beyond me. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
You need to be positive.
I'm excited about the direction that they're going and knowing the opportunities that they have in front of them. Again, week to week. It's a week to week league. You've mm-hmm. got to go out there and win the games that are in front of you, starting this week with Denver. But man, oh man, the opportunity and the just the chance of them getting to the playoffs is right there. They just got to go out there and do it. So Raider Nation should be happy where their team is right now.
They should. If you're not, call us. I would love an explanation for why I'm seeing in social media some Raider fans who seemingly feel they're like 2-6, like where the Chargers are. 702-365-9200. I'm not saying that you have to be happy with everything. Okay, it's
right. You can always improve.
Yeah.
And there's things that, you know, like I don't think that Charger game should have been that close, honestly.
No, exactly.
But either way, they won.
Yeah. And you, I mean, despite the weather, you could even say the same thing about the Cleveland game. They had opportunities right there, which is why I want to see them come home against the Broncos and kind of make a big statement by, you know, playing well, put them away early, and give yourself a chance to kind of, you know, some swagger.
Put those 42 points up the Gangster Raider was talking about?
I think he said 44, didn't he? Or 42?
It was 40. So, hey, man, after I heard 40, I was like, whoa. That's a lot of punts.
Gangster Raider, he loves his 40-point predictions.
Yeah, man. He's tell, man. I bet you when he plays dominoes, he always looks to score. Like, it doesn't matter if it's strategic or not to not score. I guarantee Gangster Raider scores all the time because he loves punts.
I love it. And by the way, ever since we had that one day where you say, hey, man, be positive, he's been positive.
It's because, you know, being negative stinks. And I'm not saying that to him.
No.
I'm just saying in life in general, it's too short.
It is too short. And you know what? You gotta always preserve your peace, man. That's just the way it is. And you can't get too low, too high. Yeah. You got to kind of stay in the middle and just ride it out sometimes. And that's what people do. I agree with you on that. And the fact that people, I mean, look, I didn't do the seeding. So I appreciate you doing that because, again, when people come up and to say that, I'm going to say Lamar Jackson, Ravens.
Right.
What do you think of them? You know?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, they're not near the Chiefs, and the Chiefs kind of and the Pittsburgh Steelers are out of front a little bit.
But the Ravens have lost two games.
I know.
That's it.
Yeah. The Raiders only
lost. And by the way, the Chiefs have only lost one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations, Raider Nation. I mean, you got that right to claim that win. Like, hey, I know they've only lost one game, but that one game was against the Raiders.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. The Raiders have to keep their focus this week, too, because, you know, I think in professional football you see a lot less of looking past opponents than you do in college, clearly.
Oh,
But the Raiders need to – I know that Chiefs game on Sunday night, you talk about – and, again, I'm looking ahead now only because we're in media and we can do that. We don't – doesn't
really
matter.
We're not playing anything.
Exactly. But that Sunday night game against the Chiefs,
mm-hmm.
You know, if the Raiders beat the Broncos and they go into that game, winners of three in a row at 6-3, you're talking about a division championship type atmosphere because it could be, depending on what happens with the Chiefs down the stretch. So that's going to, and by the way, that's also for all of you that crave national recognition for the Raiders, that's how you got to do it.
Right.
They're coming
in those games. And look, think about those teams I just rattled off to you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a team that I just mentioned that you don't think that the Raiders could run with?
Not at all. I think they can run with
I don't think
them.
The Steelers, who are 8-0, I don't think that they're a team that the Raiders couldn't compete with.
Yeah, I agree.
I saw what happened with them in Dallas. Dallas gave them the business and should have won the game.
Yes.
Found a way to lose.
Yeah.
That's what bad teams do.
They do. Good
teams find ways to win. Raiders, 5-3. Chargers are not.
Yeah. See New York Jets on Monday night. It was the same thing.
Right.
They should have beat
exactly.
Yeah.
That's been my point, man. Week to week, game to game, any team could jump up and bite you. But at the same time, you know that this Raiders team, when they're clicking, there's not a team that they can't beat. The Steelers, they could beat them. Chiefs already did. Bills should have probably beat them. Titans definitely could beat them. Ravens, I absolutely believe they could beat them.
I do too.
Why not?
I do too. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to go out on the phone lines here before we get to a break. It's H in Albuquerque. H, what's going on, buddy?
Sup, dog?
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
Chilling.
Retired Master Sergeant, United States Air Force Reserve.
All right, man.
Nice.
Thank you all to all the veterans.
Yeah, thank you for...
So,
by the way, you'll hear your theme coming next.
Echo what Q just said. And I said this before when I called in, when the Raiders beat the Chiefs, I realized at that moment they can compete with anybody in the league. If they get to 10 wins, I don't care how they get there, I'll be thrilled.
Right.
Except I have one request. I want them to blow out the Donkos. I cannot stand the Donkos.
That's funny.
And then I'll be happy. Oh, same thing when they play the 49ers. Can't stand them either. So, anyway.
All right.
Other than that, 10-6.
All right, man. H, thank you so much, and thanks for your service again, and happy Veterans Day. Always good to hear from
thank
the veterans
you.
Out there. It's true. I mean, look. I get everybody, every Raiders fan seems to have, I mean, I find Q that most people hate the Broncos the most.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are good right now, and that Chiefs rivalry is a big one too. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just because we're out west and in Nevada. I don't know. There's a lot of Bronco fans in Las Vegas, by the way, which is terrible. So maybe that's why I'm skewed. But I hear so many, I hate the Broncos. I just want to beat the Donkeys. I just want to beat the Donkeys. I'm like, really? You don't want to beat Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs? Well, yeah, we want to beat them too, but I just hate the Broncos.
I don't think there's a team in the division that Raider Nation don't want to beat up on all the time.
Exactly.
I don't know. That's a good poll question right there. Who do you hate the most?
Yeah, we'll have to do that.
I don't know. I don't even know who I'd pick because I don't like none of them.
We'll do that for the poll next week since it's going to be Chiefs week anyway, coming into Las Vegas. So that's a good idea. Okay, we're going to take our final break of the day. We come back, we'll try to grab a call or two off the line for those folks that are holding. So if you're holding, stay right there. And then we'll also catch up with our good friend Vinny Bonsignor if he's not on the phone breaking some story here on Silver and Black Today, only on Raider Nation Radio.